This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour here on the live Sunday edition of the program. National service is on the table yet again on the national stage now, with Hillary Clinton bringing forth a plan for some sort of national service reserves, as she's talking about. She also wants to expand the AmeriCorps program as well as the Peace Corps program, triple the size, she says, of AmeriCorps. She wants to strongly encourage young people to go into so-called service, which is actually another term for working for the government. So don't be confused. When she's talking about national service, she's not talking about working for the Red Cross or working for your local food bank or working for, you know, some church charity in your area or whatever. She's talking about working for a government program, either AmeriCorps, Peace Corps, some sort of senior corps that she might be creating within an AmeriCorps, or this National Service Reserves that has yet to come into existence, where, according to a story over at RT.com, she is talking about exactly what you said, Daryl, that is giving people time off from work in order to come in and work for the government, meaning that the companies would be paying them for that time off from work, so they could then go work as servants to the state. We'll continue with that discussion here in moments, but we'll go to the phones first. In fact, to Skype, where Ryan is on the line calling from... Actually, I forget where you're calling from, Ryan. Where were you?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
In regards to the plan that Clinton is proposing, it sounds like the beginning of a draft to me.
Yes, it does.
I was thinking about the Johnson-Weld candidacy, and I was very much new to libertarianism, and I had high hopes for Johnson and Weld, and until...
And then they opened their mouths. Seeing,
yeah, exactly. I keep seeing these interviews with Bill Weld, and he's very much... non-libertarianism, it seems to me. He speaks so much about, he spoke about that gun control and stuff like that. And
it sounded like an uninformed buffoon talking about guns. He obviously has never picked one up in his life.
Very much about the how you can take out the... I can't remember exactly.
The pen. If you remove the pen,
then it becomes
automatic. No, if you remove the pen, then the weapon doesn't work.
Yeah, but another aspect, they seem very, very much out of very much disconnected with libertarian views, and me being a very new libertarian, I'm a very new libertarian. Mm-hmm. I'm very new to politics, and I was very attracted to libertarianism when I first got interested in politics.
Okay.
And
what turned you on to it in the first place? Wasn't these guys, obviously.
Into politics or
into libertarianism?
Well, I have a 4-year-old now, and I started thinking about, you know, not just my future, but his future. And that got me into politics, and then I started thinking about politics. And libertarianism very much attracted me because it seems the most logical way of life, way of thinking. And
it's also the most moral.
Exactly. Yeah. The most ethical way of thought when it comes to politics. Politics, there's not much ethics in that.
No.
But, I do think, I had a lot of high hopes for Johnson until I started listening to Weld. And I was like, wow, I cannot, I can't bring myself to vote for these guys. Mm. There's no way. So I think I will do a write-in vote. I'm pretty sure that West Virginia has the option to write in, you know, that option for write-in votes.
Yes,
and
they do.
I think I will write in Daryl. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do that now.
Awesome. Daryl's stirring it up, man.
Yep, and West Virginia is one of the states where I have filed as a write-in candidate.
Which means your votes will be counted.
In theory.
Supposedly.
I read in an article, you know, that you were valid and, you know, that I could write in, you know, I could write you in. And I think I'm going to do that because I cannot bring myself to write in these guys, man. There's no way I could write in.
Yeah, and I believe it was the West Virginia Secretary of State that had sent me something saying, you know, like, yeah, we got your declaration. And I think it was West Virginia where they said that they actually have a list in the polling station. It might not be in each polling booth, but, you know, like in the polling precinct, they will have a list of all of the write-in candidates.
Wow. I wonder how many there are.
I will say that West Virginia has become very liberty-oriented within the last few years. We've actually we have open carry law. Well, we've always had open carry law, but now we have concealed carry laws, constitutional carry laws. Now that has just been passed here in the last several months.
Nice.
And
that's good news.
Now there's gay marriage laws. You know, that's been passed and. I mean,
in West Virginia, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Well, it's currently ranked at number 39 out of the freedom in the 50 states. So not, you know, maybe it's rising on that chart, but it's still pretty far behind.
Yeah, I was wondering where we ranked in that. Yeah, because I was listening to your show several weeks or months ago about the, you know, the freedom list or whatever, you know, you guys had on there.
And, yeah, West Virginia is the only state that is, I guess Kentucky is lower on the list at number 41 and then Maryland at number 46. But otherwise, the other states nearby are ranked slightly higher with Ohio at number 35, Pennsylvania at 26, and Virginia at number 21. If you go, of course, to New Hampshire, that will be the number one choice. But, you know, welcome aboard to the libertarian movement. I'm glad to hear that somebody who's even a new libertarian can see through this Johnson and Weld facade. So good on you, man, for doing that.
Yeah, man. I'm happy to be a part of this movement, and I hope I can be, you know, a good example to my peers.
Right on.
I really do.
Feel free to call us anytime with anything you want to discuss. Ryan, thanks for your call tonight here on Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and if you want to sound as good as Ryan did there, you can call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Let's continue with Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
You know, this is by now you know that this creature who takes on a form of the dog who can bark and, you know, do the copying bit, okay? The closer we inch into the election, okay?
Are you talking about Hillary?
That's right. That's correct.
Okay.
The closer we inch into
the election. You didn't get Skype like I asked you to, by the way.
This woman is becoming atrocious, and as far as a Negro animal, okay, the longer this goes, the wild and worse it becomes. I always maintain that this animal is fanning the flame for, you know, for a race war in this country, and the one who carries.
So you think that Barack Obama, who is both black and white, he has parents from, you know, each color, if you will, that he wants to start a race war. Does that mean that inside himself he is fighting with himself?
Well, the identity crisis is all too clear with this man. But that being said, okay,
will he be punching himself? Like, will his left hand be punching his...
Maybe he'll have Michelle beat him up.
The one who carry out this thing are his animal, the Black Lives Matter, okay? It's all too clear the intention, okay?
All right. Hey, Ralph, I've got a question for you. Since you have called in since that verbal duel, I guess that means you think you won the verbal duel because Ricky said whoever lost would never call in again.
And they both called tonight.
So are you both claiming victory?
I want to say something.
All right, well, hold on, Ralph. I'll actually bring you back on that one since Daryl asked you a question there. 855-453, 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away three copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, the live Sunday edition.
with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, if you've got stuff you need to buy online, you can do that and help Free Talk Live simultaneously by shopping through our affiliate links over at shop.freetalklive.com. And those will link you through to Amazon. There's also Walmart and some other stuff there. But Amazon's the bulk of where people go to shop online. So you go to click in your Amazon that's right for you. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You go to the right Amazon, get your shopping taken care of, get the stuff you want, and you'll get it at the same great Amazon prices, the same shipping deals you're used to, the huge selection, the reviews. It's everything that you're used to from Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very, very simple process. Just start your shopping online at shop.freetalklive.com. As we bring Ralph back in New Jersey, Daryl, you'd asked Ralph a question. Can you recap? Before you go on, Ralph, can you recap the question, Daryl?
Yeah, the question was Ralph and Ricky had a verbal duel at Ricky's request
on Thursday night,
being another regular caller. And before this happened, Ricky said that the winner would know who it is, the loser would know who they are, because the loser would never call in again because they would have the honor to not, you know, show their face, if you will, or speak their voice on Free Talk Live anymore. And both of you have called in tonight, so I'm asking if both of you have claimed victory.
Well, I don't know about victory, but, you know, I'm glad that you point out to Ricky, in all seriousness now, White Deal.
So if you're not claiming victory, are you saying that you're the loser?
I don't know about it either. But I'm just glad.
It doesn't have to be one or the other. I mean, it could have been a draw.
I'm just glad that from yesterday when I listened, you bring up the issue of slavery and Jefferson, too. Now, if I were to Google Jefferson and slavery, surely the name Sally would come up on the Google, right? You know who Sally is.
You're talking about his slave, one of his slaves, the one he impregnated?
There you go. There you go. You listening to this? You listening to this, Ricky?
Yeah.
Surely, I mean, this whole bogus claim that somehow, you know, Asians are involved in slavery. No, we're not. Okay? And if you go any farther.
Oh, come on. Asians have been involved in slavery. Everybody's been involved in slavery over the years.
How?
I mean,
how? How?
Are you telling me there have never been Asian slaves?
You're talking about in the present time? I'm sure.
No,
history
I don't mean
of slavery in Asia.
Yeah, I don't mean in the present time. I'm
Indian
in the
subcontinent,
well, sure
modern
there
times,
sure
there are
there
several million bonded laborers in India.
Even right now.
Yeah, in India.
Right now.
Exactly. Right. Right
India
now.
Is part of Asia, that, you weirdo.
Hey, no name calling.
He's weird.
Well, he's Ralph. Thanks for the call, Ralph. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Huh? Thanks for the call.
There's slavery in China right now. There has been slavery in Japan.
How about prison labor? How about prison labor? That's slavery.
Slavery in Korea right now. Southeast Asia. Modern times, there are currently an estimated 300,000 women and children involved in the sex trade throughout Southeast
right.
Asia.
Right, sex slavery, yep.
It's common that Thai women are lured to Japan and sold to Yakuza-controlled brothels.
Oh, boy.
Where they are forced to work off their price.
Yeah, there's definitely still slavery today. And that's why some people may say that I'm being hyperbolic when I called the National Service Program a national slavery program. And certainly in the way that Hillary Clinton is proposing it today, it doesn't have the same obvious enslavement ring to it that some of the variants on this being proposed about a decade ago had. But remember, just because Hillary Clinton is proposing something doesn't mean that's the way it's going to end up. It
Correct.
May very well end up that they do require all young people to go through this program. Now, it may be set up in a circumstance where, oh, well, if you want to graduate high school, you have to do this. You have to go and work for the federal government. And so I guess, in theory, you could choose to not graduate from high school, but most people aren't going to choose that. They're pressured by society. They're pressured by their parents to go through the high school process, and so they will feel as though this is not an option. when it comes down. So again, just because Hillary's proposing this program of the National Service Reserves doesn't mean that it won't end up becoming a mandatory program if it is implemented, or that it won't just be changed, or that the proposal won't be changed before it's even implemented into some sort of mandatory program. And one thing that will be mandatory here is likely for corporations to give people paid time off. Hillary in over at a story at RT.com has apparently claimed that she'll negotiate the benefits of this program with colleges and corporations. Now, look, the government doesn't do that. They don't negotiate things. You know, she's not going to go and sit down with the CEO of all the Fortune 500 companies and negotiate some sort of agreement between them. That's not going to happen.
Right.
They're going to come up with some sort of probably some kind of tax write-off or some kind of thing that will supposedly benefit the corporations at the same time as incentivizing them to give people paid time off. But it'll come down on their heads and they'll just decide in government. They won't negotiate anything.
Right. So on her website, she has some bullet points.
Okay.
As president, Clinton will solve local problems. And then it says, enable local and state leaders to activate highly motivated and well-trained volunteers to address the most pressing issues in their community. This may mean calling on them to rebuild homes after a disaster, restore a local park, distribute clean drinking water, or help people who are homeless get back on their feet. Reserve activities will be carefully evaluated with a focus on impact and measurable outcomes. Oh, yeah, and
because no one's doing any of those things anywhere in the country now with local organizations.
Right.
Why would the local homeless shelter, we have one here that's privately run here in King, New Hampshire, why would they need to call on the federal government to help them in any way? They can just call their volunteer coordinators and, you know, call their volunteers and, like, focus locally rather than having to go up the chain.
Yeah. Earlier in the post on her website, she gives some other examples of what the National Service Reserve would be used for. She says, from natural disasters like in places like Baton Rouge, or emergency relief in places like Flint, Michigan, to addressing the epidemic of addiction in places like New Hampshire, what are a group of volunteers going to do about people addicted to heroin that isn't already trying to be done?
I have no idea. I don't know why anybody with a heroin problem is going to want to sit down with some teenagers and talk to them.
I'm addicted to heroin. Let me call up the National Service Reserve and see if they can help me. Because, you know, there's not a Narconon, right? Because if I show up there, I'm just going to get arrested.
Are they going to swing into town for a week and set up a table where they can talk to heroin addicts or something like that? What does it even mean?
I don't know. She also goes in a little bit on what she wants to do with engaging business and higher education and recognizing those who serve.
Okay. Well, I want to hear about that. We'll get into it here in moments. And you can share your thoughts as well at 855-450-FREE. No word yet from Trump on this. Hillary Clinton has said that she doesn't believe he will even address it. We'll see if he will agree with her or not. You can share your thoughts. What do the libertarians say, so-called?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We'll talk more about national service coming up here. It's a scary idea that is once again being trotted out at the national level, this time by Hillary Clinton, who is following in Barack Obama's footsteps here, as well as John McCain. Don't forget, back in 2008, Obama and McCain had a special summit where they both announced their support for this concept of young people being, let's say, strongly encouraged to work for the government for a period of time.
They also had their special meeting where they encouraged Congress to pass the TARP, the banker bailout.
Oh, okay, right. That's a little different from national service, but yes,
it is.
They both agreed with that.
But they suspended their campaigns.
Yep. Okay, yeah.
The meeting, made the announcement, and then began campaigning again.
So you had more you wanted to share about national service.
Yeah,
also,
there's a little bit more from the write-up on Hillary's website.
And also, if you want to learn more about why people are coming to New Hampshire, why it's the destination for libertarians, voluntarists, people who love liberty, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film, and it's free to watch. It takes only about an hour of your time over at 101reasonsfilm.com. If you've thought even for a moment, about moving to New Hampshire, watch that movie, and then you'll be thinking real hard about it. So the program she's proposing, 5 million people, it'll be a yes. so-called reserves program where you could be called up for a short time or a long time, she says. But don't worry about it, because she's going to negotiate with the corporations to make sure they'll give you paid leave when you're going to work for the government.
Right. And so there's three bullet points of, as President Hillary Clinton will solve local problems, and that's the one that we just talked about.
That's right. She's going to roll up her sleeves, come into every local community, and solve every local problem, just like, what, dear leader in North Korea?
Yep.
Because she's superhuman.
She will engage business and higher education. That means she will work with employers to encourage them to support employees in the reserve through initiatives like volunteer time off.
Mm-hmm.
She will also work with higher education institutions to explore granting credit for college-level learning gained through service experience.
Okay, so college credit would be given to students.
Right, so you went and helped a heroin addict in Manchester, New Hampshire.
You
get three college credits.
You stacked some sandbags, so you get some college credit for that.
Yes.
Okay.
She also wants to recognize, she will recognize those who serve.
That's important. It is important.
She will provide reservists with the opportunity to earn special certifications for 50, 100, or even 250 hours of service per year.
Well, you know, it is important, Daryl, to recognize volunteers when they provide a service. And so that much at the very least makes sense. If you're going to have volunteers, these aren't really volunteers because they're getting paid.
Right. That's where she goes next. Such credentials can also recognize specialized skills that reservists develop, signifying the value they can provide to future employers. Reservists may also be eligible for a modest stipend based on need when activated to respond to a challenge.
A modest stipend.
Yes.
Based
we don't know how
need.
Modest.
Based on need, meaning it would scale based on the job that they have, based on their income, for instance. So they would get a stipend, and it would be based on, you know, how large the stipend
based
would
on
be.
Need.
Right. Yeah.
Which, again, is one of those words. It's not defined. It sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so a trust fund kid would get more money
because he's
used to a higher standard of living?
Presumably they would get less. But, yeah, you're right.
Presumably.
I mean, who knows?
But, you know, a lot of time when the courts, you know, figure out alimony and stuff, they're like, well, your former spouse is used to this high standard of living, so you have to make sure that they maintain that standard of living, so you have to give them all of your money.
So they would get the stipend in addition to the paid time off from their workplace.
If they had a job, yes. But again, they're targeting, you know, they say that they're targeting, you know, the college age, 18 to 30. And I realize that's a little past college. But, you know, they're primarily targeting those people that would be in school.
Right, so they would have plenty of time to do it, supposedly, if they're not working. But a lot of people try to work their way through school. So I'm interested.
I don't know how common that is anymore.
You don't? Well, I mean, some of the students around here have jobs. I mean, they must.
Some.
Yeah.
It's definitely not the majority of students.
You might be right. I don't know.
Because if it was, the economy in Keene would collapse every May. Because there would not be any
so many
more
people.
Customer or any more employees. You know, there are a few places that every summer they need to find one or two people.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not one of those things of June 1st rolls around and every store downtown has a now hiring sign.
So, beware of this program, this national service. Like I said, Hillary, not going to get this implemented in the way she wants it to be implemented. Everybody's going to have their back scratched, their logs rolled. I mean, this is going to be a boondoggle. It already sounds like a boondoggle, but it's going to be even worse by the time it actually comes to fruition, if it actually comes to fruition. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Johnson Weld came out praising this this program, and thankfully I haven't been able to find that press release yet. Trump has yet to weigh in on this as well, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if Trump goes ahead and embraces the proposal or comes up with some sort of version of his own about how great national service is. I'd love to be wrong about that. It wouldn't make me vote for the guy either way, but nonetheless. Last time in 2008, there was no choice on this issue. Both sides supported it. And I suspect that most of the people on both the Republican and the Democratic sides will continue to support it because ultimately it accomplishes the goal of bureaucratizing young people.
Right.
If you're putting young people into a national service program, again, that translates into working for the government. That doesn't mean they go down to the Salvation Army or some other private organization and work for them. No, that's volunteering. We're talking about national service, something that is different. It appears to sound like volunteering, the way they propose these things, the way they conflate them together.
Help with a natural disaster in Baton Rouge. You could hand out water in Flint, Michigan. You know, people are already doing things there. Or you could go help with the addiction epidemic in New Hampshire.
They'll be Johnny-come-lately to all of those things. Like you said, people are already doing that stuff.
Yeah.
And so AmeriCorps or whoever it is, the National Service Reserves, will show up, you know, 2 weeks later. They'll have moldy water and, you know, they'll be just getting in everybody's way rather than actually helping. I don't know. Maybe somebody will actually get some help.
You've got to screw up pretty bad to where your water grows mold.
It's true. But, you know, it's going to be bad. And the worst part about it is it's going to get young people used to working for the state. They're going to see all the bennies. They're going to see the benefits of working for the state. And they may, you know, try to recruit them into full-time positions working for the state rather than actually going into the productive world where their talents could actually be utilized in a positive way.
Speaking of full-time positions, and you touched on this earlier, Hillary wants to dramatically expand year-long service positions.
At AmeriCorps.
With the vision that every person who wants to serve full-time can do so.
Everyone who wants to. Okay. Well, that's different than forcing everyone to serve full-time for a certain period of time. But as you said, just because it's not, or just because it's voluntary now, doesn't mean that it'll continue to be voluntary down the road. Oh, this is benefiting people so much. We've just decided to force every young person to be a full-time service provider for their summers during high school, or a year between high school and college, or something like that.
2 years. You need 2 years of service.
To truly serve, you need 2 years, right? So there you go. That's national service. That's what's on the table right now. And it should be a scary thing because, again, she already trotted out the military as one of the options. So the proposal has always been like, oh, well, this isn't the draft because you can choose to join the service program instead of the military. But they will still need bodies in the military. So we'll see how this all pans out. Hopefully it won't happen at all. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started. It is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us in these remaining moments. The number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, with you, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out Daryl over on his website, libertylobby.xyz. It's his new lobbying firm that he's created here in New Hampshire for the purpose of bringing a principled message of liberty into the state house.
Yes.
On various different bills. You'll go in and you'll testify and let these state legislators know what the pro-liberty position on these things should be.
Yes. What the principled pro-liberty position is.
Well, we've got a bunch of state legislators that have pretty good principles, but you will be unmoved by the political process. You will not be swayed by people who want to sway you.
Right. I'm not going to be, you know, advocating for half measures.
No now, watered down crap like the
right.
Johnson Wealth Campaign.
So let's, you know, just for a moment, imagine that next year there's a bill to remove the criminal penalty for 1 ounce of cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
Because that bill seems to come up every year.
Decriminalization, yes.
Right. They call it decriminalization, but there's still a penalty for possession.
Right.
It's just not a criminal penalty.
It's a fine instead of an arrest. Or
right. It would be a fine, and if you don't pay the fine, then you would wind up going to jail for some period of time.
Correct.
For failure to pay. Now, I would say, you know, this is a good start. Here's what you should wind up doing.
Right.
But this is a good start.
So you would get up there and you would say, well, you need to make it so that this thing is completely unregulated.
Correct.
Allow anybody to buy and sell and grow this plant.
Yes. So, you know, like, I'll advocate in favor of things that are steps in the right direction, but that is not going to be my ultimate end goal. So I'm not going to say, this will make everything wonderful.
And you gave me good news. Like, people are really stepping up and get behind this. You've had some good
I made an announcement on Friday, and I don't recall if it was mentioned on the show or not on Friday, where I created the Founders Committee.
I think you did mention it briefly, but I don't know if we got into detail.
Yeah, so everybody that has donated thus far, one time over $50, or everybody that is a monthly contributor of, you know, a sum that equals $50 or more when annualized.
Okay.
So, you know, roughly $4.25 a month. If you're donating,
$5 a month, you're good to go.
Right, $5 a month, you're part of the Founders Committee. And the deadline for getting on the Founders Committee roster is the end of October. So
Plenty of time.
You basically got a month. So all monthly contributors that, you know, annualized are over 50 or one-time contributors. And right now we're at about 39% of the monthly goal with pledges.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and
it
when
sounds
I
like you're doing almost as good as the AMP program.
Well, the
your goal is $5,000.
$5,000 a year.
Okay, per year. Good point. Okay.
So that's, you know,
I
just
thought it was
over
per month.
No, so $5,000 a year. The goal is, you know, per month is like $416.
Okay.
Right now
that
we've got
really doable.
Right. Right now we've got pledges equaling $165.
Okay.
And again, that's almost 40%. I was at 22% when I announced the Founders Committee. So,
yeah, all right.
You know, like, it's almost doubled the amount of monthly pledges, and there's still time to get added to
the
that
Founders
Committee.
Go to libertylobby.xyz as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then if we get the chance, talk about the NYPD loaded with your cash. Jeff, though, is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Before you were talking about Obama, you know, being conflicted because he's, you know, kind of half and half.
That was just a joke.
So, all right. Well, yeah. But Malcolm X was actually, he quoted Malcolm X regarding that and said that, you know, Malcolm, he quoted him in saying, you know, sort of ditto when Malcolm said that he wished that he could get rid of the white part of himself.
Okay. You know, he did change his opinions over time, right? Like, you know, when he said that, he was probably the younger Malcolm X, not the one who had ended up going on the Hajj and kind of coming around to losing the viewpoints.
And Barack Obama's also changed a good bit because at one point in his life, he was calling himself Barry Satoru.
And what's that mean?
That he took his stepfather's surname.
Was his stepfather black?
The stepfather was the one that they had moved to Indonesia with. I don't know what his ethnicity was, but the last name was Satoru. And so during a period of Barack Obama's life, he, you know, used the stepfather's surname. And then as an adult, he decided to use his birth father's surname. So, you know, people change.
People change, right.
Anyway, I appreciate you guys open, the way you guys are open to different people, you know, instead of us being like North Korea and telling, you know, this one or that one they can't call or something, you know, I appreciate
I don't think they even have talk radio in North Korea. In fact, talk radio is a fairly American thing from my understanding of having read Talkers Magazine, which is an industry publication. It's actually pretty uncommon. At least, you know, they may have like a news format in other countries where somebody's reading the news, so it's someone talking as opposed to listening to music. But the sort of the talk back idea of, hey, we're going to actually take phone calls from people, apparently that's a fairly American thing, although they do it in Canada as well. Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Thanks,
I appreciate your call here.
Canada's America. North America.
That's what I mean, right? Like a North American thing rather than, you know, sort of a worldwide phenomenon.
Yes.
New York City Police Department, Daryl, they've got so much cash that they can't even count it all. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty accurate.
Story
comes from Ars Technica. They say that the New York City Police Department takes in millions of dollars each year as evidence, often keeping that money through a process called civil asset forfeiture. But as New York City lawmakers pressed for greater transparency into how much was being stolen and whom it was being stolen from.
Hey, it's not stealing when we do it.
A department official, and that's also not the term used by Ars Technica, that was my doing. Yeah. A department official claimed that providing that information would be nearly impossible because querying the four-year-old computer system that tracks evidence and property for the data would, quote, unquote, lead to system crashes.
Hold on. It's only 4 years old?
The computer is 4 years old.
Okay, that's not even that old in computer terms.
But trying to run a query would lead to a system crash. The system, called PETS, which is short for Property and Evidence Tracking Systems, was built on top of the SAP's Enterprise Resource Planning Software platform and IBM's DB2 database by Capgemini in 2012, and was used as a flagship case study by the company. PETS replaced the long-established paper-based evidence logging system used by the department and was supposed to revolutionize evidence and property tracking. It was even submitted for the 2012 Computer World Honors, an awards program honoring those who use information technology to benefit society.
Okay, but wait. It was just submitted to that. It didn't win any kind of honors. So somebody who made this software was so proud of it that they submitted it to that.
Yes.
It did not win that honor.
Correct. Even with the system, however, the NYPD's assistant deputy commissioner told the New York City Council's Public Safety Committee that the department had no idea how much money it had taken as evidence, nor did it have any way of reporting how much was seized through asset forfeiture.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yes, we have so much money and stuff. We have no clue how much.
And if we try to run a search in our computer system, it'll crash our server.
The computer. Now, when I read this, and I've not read the entire article.
That's ridiculous.
But when I read the headline, what popped into my head was the scene from Breaking Bad.
With the cash?
They had the pallets full of cash in the storage room. And the wife says, I've tried counting it, I've tried weighing it, but there's different denominations. No clue how much money we have.
Right.
And he's like, but we need more.
He needs more, yeah.
Yeah. Don't know what we've got, but we need more. They say that often means that the lower-income individuals who have had their cash and property seized can't get it back because the legal cost involved, they summarized what asset forfeiture was, and I skipped
over that. Right, they can't get it back. And, also means that the police, if there's no real way to search the records of what they've confiscated, can very easily manipulate that. They can easily take money before they, input it into the system.
The New York City Council is considering a bill that would require the police department to provide data on seizures that could then be used to uncover abuses of asset forfeiture targeting low-income people. But, yeah, probably never going to happen because it'll crash the computer.
It'll mean good money for whoever it is they hire to program that, that's for sure. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Join us there. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.